What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled I Just Put Up the Truck for Sale on Facebook for $35,000. So, as you guys know by now, here in America, things aren't going that well for the food truck compared to Colombia. I'm actually making more money with Colombia, even though the restaurant in Colombia has been open for a month, than I am with a food truck that's been around here for well over a year. And it all has to do with the fact that the U.S. economy is just so bad, people can't afford to eat out. I mean, the only way I make money with the food truck, guys, if I roll up to like a bar or a pub on the weekends. You know, that's the only way to make money with this place. But if you go to an event, if you stay in one place, it doesn't make money, guys. That's because, again, people just don't have money to go out and eat. They don't have money. Inflation is really bad here in America, guys, and it's pretty much over for America. It's kind of stupid of me to try to make things work here in America. Stardust released a video today titled The Shots You Take End Up Costing You, something along those lines. And he's right, you know. Wayne Gretzky said, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you take, but what happens if you take too many shots and you don't succeed? Well, that takes a toll on you, right? It's the same thing here with the food truck. Okay, we tried for over a year to make it work here in America. We just can't make it work here in America. Like in Colombia, guys, I got two employees in Colombia. I got a real restaurant in a real mall. It's only been open for a month and it's already making money to pay for itself. Yet here in America, like yesterday and the day before, we had no customers. So I ended up losing $200 because I had a guy working with me, because we thought that, hey, maybe we'd make like, you know, $40-$50, you know, kind of to cover a little bit of his salary. But when you have no customers, you're losing 100% of that money. So I lost $200 having to pay for somebody else to be on the truck. With Colombia, like if nobody shows up to my restaurant in Colombia, like nobody orders a single thing, I lose, worst case scenario, $50, okay? And we have, and ever since you guys helped me out with donation money to get some banners and marketing stuff going. By the way, guys, I actually got a marketing banner approved today. I paid a $100 deposit a couple of days ago on it, and it's going to be a big banner. It's going to be 260 centimeters wide, 650 centimeters high. It's going to have the Egyptian Shawarma logo. Thanks to you guys, I was able to afford that, and we're going to have that on the restaurant, God willing, in the next 3-4 days. And yeah, in Colombia, I have a real restaurant that's functional, making money. Here in America, you know, a year later, the food truck is actually doing worse now than when we started, simply because the economy is getting worse and worse and worse, and it's only gonna get worse. So I figured, guys, you might as well cut your losses, you know. Like Stardust said, if you take too many shots and you just keep failing one after another, it's gonna take a toll on you, okay? So, you guys out there watching this video, you need to understand that there's gonna come a time when you simply have to give up. And maybe, just maybe, this is God's way of saying, hey bro, aren't you getting the message? Give up on America, you know? Maybe, just maybe, you know, when things were going bad with me for the restaurant and I went online to ask for your help and you guys came on a journey with me, what's making that tin-tin? Oh yeah, my phone cable is going in and out and it's making that tin-tin. I got enough battery, I'm not worried. So, when I asked for your help a couple of weeks ago when I was in Colombia, thinking it was GG for my restaurant, maybe, just maybe, that was God's way of getting you guys on a journey with me so you guys can see that, hey, our future is outside of the West and not here in America anymore. And I really think that's what's going on. Like, you guys know that I loved my Mercedes-Benz C320, but when God took it away and gave me that insurance money to get the restaurant up, I stopped caring about the Benz, you know. So once you get something better than what you think is good for you right now, then you totally forget about that thing. Like, it's like having a girl, right? You know, you got a one night for a girl, but you get a hotter girl, you're gonna forget about the girl you currently have. That's just how it is. I'm just seeing if there's a customer coming. I heard a door shut, so hopefully we get a customer. Usually we get our customers between 6 to 8. It's like 7 o'clock right now. But more than likely, we're probably not gonna get anything, which is fine. I'll just do this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and, you know, maybe Monday, because sometimes Monday nights are a hit or a miss at the pubs, you know. So I can do this for 4, maybe 5 nights, go out 4 hours a day, make a quick $100, $150. I mean, it's not bad making $500, $600. Working the equivalent of, like, what, 15, maybe 20 hours if you count everything. So that's probably what I'm gonna do. So my game plan right now, guys, is to take as much money out of America and send it overseas. I'm already thinking of opening another restaurant in Colombia. That's my game plan. I want to open up one in San Diego Mall. That's probably gonna cost us about $10,000. I know the rent there is 6 million pesos, which is about $1,500. Like, the restaurant in Medellin, the one that I currently have, it cost us about $8,000 to get it up and running. So for $10,000, knowing what I know now, shit like that, I can probably get a restaurant in San Diego Mall up and running for about $10,000. And so tired. So I'm cutting my losses, guys. As much as I love this food truck, if I get $35,000 for this food truck, or even if I get $30,000, I can open up 3 restaurants in Colombia in addition to the one I have. So imagine having 4, maybe even 5 restaurants in Colombia simply by selling this truck over here. I'd much rather do that. So I think this was God's way of telling me, hey man, just give up on the West, dude. Like, give it up, man. I mean, the debauchery here is off the charts. Doug Kay just released a video about these women who are dancing naked here in America. It's like, this is what happened during the time of Pharaoh. This is nothing to be proud of. This is what the Canaanite women were doing. And you all know what we Jews did to the Canaanites, right? You see any Canaanites walking around? Yeah, I thought so. So the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that America really has gotten to that level of kofor, that level of debauchery where there is no returning back, okay? At this point, guys, if you're gonna stay in America, fight. Like, as you guys know, I have a MGTOW party here in Florida. It's an official party. Look, if you guys can't flee America and you're gonna be stuck here, fight. When I say fight, I'm talking about fight politically. Join the MGTOW party. Vote MGTOW. Create your own political MGTOW party in your own state. We got one in Florida. There's 49 more states. It doesn't cost you any money. You don't have to be fucking Steve Jobs, high IQ, or anything of that sort, okay, guys? It's free. It's relatively easy to start a political party. If you need any help with that, let me know. But unless you plan on fighting here in America, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or if you're bitch pill, Traps and Thai Lady Boys. Talk to you later. Peace.